Evidence was given to the committee chaired by Michael Coleman from a wide range of parties. DED is criticised for not consulting satisfactorily with other government departments about the concept and costs, police, health and infrastructure, for example, and should have done so after the lessons of the previously abandoned World Series plan. Neither did it involve the acting Attorney General, while using the sports consultancy, which had a relationship with Vision 9, as legal advisor and hid behind commercial confidentiality. One recommendation is departments should not obtain legal advice from the private sector without approval from the Attorney General. The Council of Ministers is under fire for allowing the concept to go to Timwald without the necessary checks and balances in place. Motorsport experts within DED were not consulted due to a possible conflict of interest, but they in turn are criticised for sitting back too much. DED underestimated the financial risks of contracting with Vision 9, who could simply walk away if things had not worked out. The committee says the potential reputational damage to the TT and the Isle of Man is immeasurable. Finally, given the widespread impact of the TT and Festival of Motorcycling on all aspects of Manx life, the concept of outsourcing responsibility is, quote, arguably tantamount to outsourcing the governance of the Isle of Man for 4 weeks of the year.